All right, well, welcome everyone. Training camp again. I'm a little rusty, so be nice.
What was the general message to the group here the first day of camp? I know expectations are going to be high again, as they were the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, I guess two messages were, number one, with having so many players at the World Cup and some kind of uncertainty as to when they'll return, it's given an opportunity for a lot of players, in through the first week here and then into the preseason games and so on and so forth. So guys, take advantage of that opportunity. And that goes for our veteran players too, who are going to be asked to take on more of a leadership role throughout the training camp. So that was message number one. Message number two is, you know what, our goal is to make the playoffs. You know, again, I say that every year. We find it's hard to make the playoffs. How do we make the playoffs? Starts by having a good start to the regular season. How do you have a good start to the regular season? Well, you show up in training camp in really good shape. Our coaches do, and they have done and will do again this year, is have a very well organized, make sure the team is prepared, make sure our guys are in shape, have a very good preseason, so we give ourselves the best chance to get off to a good start in order to make the playoffs. So those are the two messages.
What are some of the challenges of a training camp like this, where you have 12 of your players absent at the start, your head coach is absent at the start? Are there any specific challenges when those players and stuff aren't here?
Well, as far as, you know, for Coop not being here, we're fortunate. We have a very experienced coaching staff that we won't miss a beat on that end as far as organization and expectation. Todd is new to the staff, but the rest of the group has been together for a while, so I don't see that being an issue. Again, I don't see it as necessarily a challenge. I think it's a great opportunity for some of the other players, and for even some of the younger guys are going to get more of a look. There's going to be more of the younger guys get an opportunity to skate with the veteran players, and then once we get into the preseason games, albeit we only play six, they're going to get extra opportunity because we don't know who's coming back and when yet, but they won't play as many games as they would have in the past. So it's a great opportunity for guys. I don't look at it as a challenge. I think it's an exciting opportunity, and for the players coming in, it changes things around a little bit, and it's just a little bit different than every other year. So I think that is a positive for them.
So what is a little strange about it?
Well, what's strange, I guess, you got, you know, the high profile guys. Yeah, the high profile guys aren't here. You're looking around, where's Stammer, where's Hetty? They're always here, you know. So that, from that sense, it's a little different for them. They'll come back, and I know they'll get a few days off, depending on when they get back. How many games we play is a little preseason games is uncertain, but I think you'll find for all the guys that were at the World Cup, when they get back out there, they've just had a month ahead to prepare, and they've had pre-tournament games and tournament games, which are, for the most part, you know, these are do-or-die games that they'll be ahead of our guys, and I think for our team that's an advantage with having so many of them there.
Were you disappointed with this being the schedule for the World Cup as it is, or you prefer they had played earlier?
I really haven't given it any thought. I'm not involved in the schedule. I'm not worried about it. I think it's fine for the players. I guess without giving it much thought, I think that the timing of the event was a good time for it. It gets them back, once the tournament's over, still gives them enough time to take a breather before the start of the regular season.
Callie was saying this morning, too, that they better be ready when these guys come in because they're going to be playing at a high level coming into camp.
I believe that. I just, they've been skating harder. They've been playing in games, and you know, a preseason game is different than a regular season game, and a World Cup game is probably, different than a preseason game as well. So I think they're an advantage. But having said that, without seeing the testing, but knowing the history of our guys and seeing how the prospects that were here last week, 99% of these players are in tip-top shape, and it doesn't take them long to get back into it. But I think just, for Stammer to be playing all these games, for Jonathan, all the guys to be playing in these games and practicing, it's just, they're a couple weeks ahead of the rest of our crew.
You mentioned some young guys getting that opportunity. I know you mostly got one of them, but who are some of the guys that you want to see or get that opportunity that maybe they wouldn't before? I mean, obviously, guys like Slater or Brayden Point or any of these guys that you want to look at, especially in the first week or so?
Well, I'm hesitant to say this name or that name because then I'm going to miss a few. Yeah. We're excited to see them all and assess them all. They're all at different stages of, for the younger players, all at some, you know, Slater or Nikita Nesterov are at a different stage than a Brett Howden is, you know. So we look forward to seeing them all. The reality is some players are closer to being NHL ready than others, but we'll give them basically the 2.5-3 weeks to see where everyone is at, and we'll go, you know, the first few days. We had our prospects camp last week, with a tournament, which we're very pleased with, and we bring all the players in here, and we'll see how they do over the week, and then we've got to make some decisions on who's going to play preseason games, so we'll kind of decide along the way, but looking forward to seeing a lot of these players. You mentioned Braden's name. He's graduating from junior. Ben Thomas graduating from junior. Some of our kids that were drafted in previous drafts, a year older. Look forward to seeing them here. They play very well in Fort Lauderdale. So, and then we got our guys in Syracuse that have been there 2 and 3 years that have some of them played games for us last year and are really pushing to, you know, find a spot on this roster. So yeah, training camp will be exciting. It'll be very competitive, and ultimately I think some guys are going to push to make us make some decisions here.
Steve, how and where do you see Todd Richardson?
Well, I'll start with his vast coaching experience, and I, you know, whether in the NHL, in the American Hockey League, and in international play as well, he got a lot of experience. And watching his teams play, I was playing against his teams and watching his teams play in the world and the world championships, and I was impressed, Coop, with the way his teams played, and getting to know him and talking to him over the course of the summer and prior to bringing him into the organization, we were really impressed with our discussions with him, our talk on hockey, on our systems, on our power play, what specific duties he will have. That's for Coop to decide. I look for him to work with our forwards a lot, help, you know, come in to try and bring some new fresh ideas for our power play. But again, his experience is vast. He'll be able to help in all aspects for the coaching staff. So we're very pleased that he was willing to come and join us.
Steve, a player like James Wisniewski, is this an ideal PTO situation where you've got four defensemen missing? He's a veteran, obviously. He's been around a little bit. But you've got four defensemen mark here. He has an opportunity to get maybe a little bit more of a chance to play and everything that maybe he wouldn't get elsewhere. Just how much of an opportunity is it for a guy like him?
Well, it's a tremendous opportunity. Again, that's the first thing we talk about when we put the invite. He wants to know, hey, is there a chance here? What is the opportunity? A player wants to be given an opportunity, give themselves the best chance to make the team. He's a right-hand shot defenseman. He plays in the power play, can shoot the puck. So that's what, you know, really interests us. And for him, he looks at the roster. He looks at, you know, I think it's a bonus for him and in some ways for us that some of our guys are gone. He's gonna play a lot, and we're gonna give him a very good chance to make this team. And that goes for, you know, not only him but some of our other defensemen in the organization as well. They're gonna get a good opportunity, and the players being away at the World Cup makes it a little bit easier to give them more ice time, because we're always wrestling with, you know, Coop and I with, okay, we want, you know, as a management, we want to see these players. We need to see these players. And the coaching staff, as camp goes along, they want to get each of the returning players into the lineup to make as many games as they can. So this gives us an opportunity to give guys, not only James, but other players and some of the young guys that have been up and down with us that are knocking on the door, a chance to play as well. But, it, you know, James is going to get an excellent opportunity, plenty of time.
Callahan's been skating, so he's on schedule to return. How will he be involved in the training camp practices, or is he even close to getting closer to be involved with the regular team, or is he going to be doing stuff on his own?
It's a good question. I got to talk to Tom about that. He's skating well. He's not ready for contact. Whether he participates in part or a full practice yet, I got to sit down with Tom here today, and we're not only Callie, but we've got four or five guys, a couple of the young kids that were in Fort Lauderdale, dealing with some things to decide. But he is progressing very well in the gym and on the ice, skating well. he won't be participating in contact right off the bat, and the exact date of that, I'm not sure yet, but I'll get more information from Tom.
I know you say all negotiations take time different and in different ways, or it takes longer than others, but is there any concern at all with Kucherov at this point being pretty closer to when he gets back from the World Cup?
Again, our goal is to, you know, we want Cooch signed, we want Nikita Nesterov signed. Those are our two remaining players that aren't signed. We're going to continue to do work towards reaching an agreement. We're in constant contact with Nikita's representatives, and we'll continue to do that, and hopefully sooner than later we can reach agreement on a contract.
Do you feel you're close?
We haven't reached a deal yet.
You said much other guys are a little banged up, although you have any, you give an update on other guys that are injured? You said mentioned guys coming back from the prospect.
Well, again, I'm going off the top of my head. Matthew Joseph and Tamela did not participate. Again, we'll get an update today as to what, you know, they were going to see the doctor this morning, get an update as to what they can, how much they can participate. One of our young D. Henley was as a minor wrist thumb injury. We'll see if he's able to participate. As far as our veteran guys, off the top of my head, Callie's the only one that may not be cleared to go full bore right off the bat. I think everybody else is good to go, and you may mention a name that's slipping my mind right now, but I think everybody else is good to go.
Steve, with a player as key as Nikita is, when he's not here, can that sort of cast a distraction over the team or a cloud over the team or anything like that within the team?
Obviously, we want him here. He's a tremendous player. He's a popular player on the team. Being young, he's still one of our leaders on our team, so we want to get him in here as soon as possible. It takes time. Does it become a distraction? I don't anticipate that. Again, our goal is to have him signed and in here as soon as possible. So, we'll deal with everything one step of the way, but it's our hope to have him signed and in camp as soon as he's done, but you know, that may or may not happen right away.
Steve, what do you tell the players about, and this is the second year in a row you start a camp, with the expectations very high of Stanley Cup, you know, a champion is kind of within reach, but you guys come in as one of the favorites for the second year in a row. Did the guys handle it as well as they should have last year, or was that not a factor?
You know, I don't really even talk about the Stanley Cup. Honestly, like, it's so far off and so much has to happen between now and then. I talk about trying to make the playoffs. That's our focus, on making the playoffs. And, you know, we'll go through the steps to get there. And this, you know, the first step is taking some time off at the end of last season. The second step is getting into your training and getting ready for training camp. And here we are. So this is the next step. But as you know, last year we got off to, you know, our record wasn't great. I look back and I thought we played reasonably well. We just didn't score goals, and we lost a lot of games. We gave away points mostly because we didn't score goals. And our power play wasn't effective, but in general, we didn't score enough goals. And our team plays hard. These guys are very competitive. They're very professional. And I think going through the start of last season, it was a grind coming back after making it to the finals. They've been through it before. They'll be better prepared for the grind right off the bat and ready to go. But as of right now, I want to. Talking about Stanley Cups and who's a favorite, whatnot, that's too far off. It's not. Our goal is to make the playoffs. How we make the playoffs, it's show up in training camp in really good shape and let's get to work.